All right, and we're back. And today, oh, first, this podcast is available on Audioboom, YouTube, iTunes, and any other forums you can find. So please tune into us over there. Tune into us? Does that work? Hey.
You've had too much coffee.
All right. So, for your kind consideration, today Ritu Lalit will be reviewing what?
Code Breakers.
By Colin F. Barnes. It's called Apex Cipher.
No, it's a series which started off as... I wanted you to say it.
Code Breakers. What? 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 I don't know. I haven't read this.
Technorsis.
Tex what?
Exactly. I wanted you to know that. Technorsist.
Oh, yeah. It's written over here. It's on the cover itself. Technorsist prequel. Okay, so you picked up this series because Audible told you to, right?
Yeah, it recommended it.
It recommended it. So, okay.
It's one of the most heavily downloaded books. And to be frank, I'd never read Cyberpunk before. So I picked this up. And it was refreshingly new for me.
Why did the name put you off, Cyberpunk?
Actually, I thought, Cyberpunk, all these sci-fi, I can push myself into appreciating. But I am not so much of a computer person. So, you know, I hesitated because Code Breakers means there's a whole lot of this hacking and all that kind of thing going on. And I normally find even changing the PIN of my debit card a challenge.
Oversharing.
Yes. Yeah.
So you can see who is actually working and making this show.
Oh, absolutely. I just come and gab.
All right. So come and gab. Tell us about the book.
Okay. The book I want to talk about today.
You have notes. She has notes today, by the way.
I know. He seems to think that I forget everything.
You just said you cannot change an ATM pin, so shut up.
Yeah. So this book is called Apex Cipher or The Prelude.
Okay, go on. Go on.
There are two main characters. One is a huge-ass Jamaican guy with dreadlocks. I found that so refreshing. We don't have a white boy. We don't have a, you know, it's this classic thing. I have a very big beef with this kind of a thing. That every time it has to be a Caucasian male in the lead.
There is always an Indian hacker.
Yeah, it's a lot of typecasting.
Well, stereotypes usually work because they are true, right?
No, this side of the globe also things happen. You know?
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. America is not the world. Okay, fine. That's what you mean. Right.
Yeah, yeah. So there is this Jamaican guy. And by the way, the story is based in China.
What is a Jamaican guy doing in China?
He was in the Jamaican part, Jamaica town in the city. Okay, now this
there
is...
There is a Jamaica town in China.
In Hong Kong, actually.
And you said... all right, keep going.
Okay, basic story is all right. It's there is something called a family, which started off as an energy saving company, which finally nuked the entire earth. Okay. After that, of course, they have one model village, which is secure in a dome. And the rest of the world is left to perish with radiation and all that kind of thing.
Wow. Reminds me of a game I played. Fallout.
Yeah, it's a very gamey, this book. Now there is this guy called Gabriel or Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hacker. He has a companion. She's about 18 or something. She's called Petal. She is human, but not very human.
Mutant?
No, let's not spoil the book.
All right. So it's a big hook what she is.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, you have to survive four books, na? So
there are four of these?
There are four of these. And they're very short reads. I mean, you can finish a book in 4 hours or something like that. They're very short reads. And there is no money. There is no food. So information is currency. And these guys are hackers. And they have a very bad reputation. So they get really, really shady jobs.
Wait, if there is no food, how?
Protein powder.
Okay.
Cannibalism.
But protein is just protein. What about the carbohydrates? What about the vitamins?
They can kill for a bottle of water. It's that desperate a situation.
And, okay.
And, there are a lot of communities that have gone into cannibalism.
Couldn't they find rats? Rats are everywhere.
Apparently, there are no animals left. There are no trees left.
Yeah, but there are no trees left, but rats will survive. What about bugs?
Nothing.
How can... You can't get rid of cockroaches.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
All right.
But well, in we'll this go world...
With this, we'll go with this story.
In this world... The water is at premium. You get protein powder. It's very unclear where this protein powder is being made because, the author doesn't talk about it. It was a valid point which kept coming in my mind. I mean, they find a cache of protein powder, but it's expired. Now, who manufactured it? Nothing. We don't know at all. That is, I'll address that point later. So this pair, the Jamaican guy is, say, about 50 or so. The girl is about 18. They are partners, but there is a very father-daughter kind of a thing going on between them. I mean, he watches out for her and she does most of the action. He's the better hacker. So they are hired by a mad woman of, say, about 60 or so. Who? Yeah, okay.
I just pointed at her.
Okay. Who needs some information. She needs some codes, etc. from somebody in a town. And she hires them. It's a very, very shady job. But she promises them about a whole lot of...
Food.
Food and water.
Okay.
And stem.
Stem. Stems like in stems, drugs?
Stem cells.
What's that got to do with anything? You can only take in your own stem cells, right?
Apparently there is this drug called stem. I mean, it can cure about almost everything but death.
We'll go with it.
Okay. So... That is the story. And, of course, they have to go to a town which has, no surprises there, which has communities that have reverted to cannibalism and all that kind of
thing. Okay, so basically, you got a post-apocalyptic world and there are hackers in that post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah.
After the whole world has been nuked and... EMPs have gone off everywhere. And then you have hackers who are fighting for water and protein powder.
Yeah, and also...
Hold on. On that basis, how much would you rate this book?
I found the concept very refreshing because I hadn't ever read these kind of novels earlier.
It's a young adult novel?
Yes, I would say so.
Okay.
And apparently it's been downloaded millions of times. It's quite big.
Okay.
And though I found that the author did not pay any attention on editing.
Okay.
There are no, the characters have no depth. I mean, there is this girl, Petal, who's got amnesia. And Gabe found her about 5 years ago, wandering in the desert. Which desert? Where desert? Why desert? And she has retractable, this thing, knives.
In her arms.
Spikes in her forearms.
All right.
Okay. That's one
guy thing. Watched too much Andromeda. Nietzscheans.
Okay. I haven't watched Andromeda.
Yeah, well.
And
I don't blame you.
And I mean, their past is unknown. Their future is unknown. And why they doing this job when for a 60-year-old loony woman, when they could kill her and make off with all her supplies?
As he says, two will have to negotiate with Tinker, a woman whose reputation for psychotic behavior is known across nuclear-blasted abandoned lands.
Where are you reading this from? Goodreads, okay. So, I mean, I thought you could just, you know, kill her and take everything. It's a post-apocalyptic and who cares, I mean. Well, but then there would be no story. So they go to this town and over there they find a server, which is about...
Aren't you giving too much out?
No, it's a very old book, so I don't think...
No, no. Yeah, people have to read this.
Yeah.
So they're coming to you for a rating and a review. Give us a review and rate the book.
Okay, so what do I give this book? How do I rate this book? I rate it 3.
3? It has 4 on Goodreads, people. So
I rate it 3 because I found that the characters had no depth. Another thing is that I find it really surreal that you can hook onto a server and change somebody's character.
Like? Explain.
You have these people, they have, if you've seen Matrix,
yeah.
They hook themselves into the system, right?
Right.
From their neck,
mm-hmm.
Back of the neck. So if you're strong enough and if you've got enough software, you know, hacking software, you can actually go and alter somebody's brain patterns or their character. You can even kill them.
Well, that, you know, that can happen. That
I found it far out.
No, if you I'm sorry.
You know, you
if you have enough, if you have implants in your head, you can make you can do things like that.
See, the thing is,
people are actually discussing that, you know.
The thing is, it could be okay, fine. People are discussing this and all that kind of thing. The job of an author is to make even the far-fetched very convincing. That is where I think he lost me.
Oh. So he didn't explain it. How they can do that.
Yeah. And there was a whole lot of hacking terminology which I couldn't understand. So maybe he
did. Did he say DDoS somewhere?
No, he did not.
That's number one. Hacking 101.
DDoS. Okay. Yeah. Fine.
DDoSing somebody. All right. So, 3. And your review is detailing. Please.
Please, detailing. Please develop a character. There should be a growth in the character. You cannot hook a character into the server and say, okay, this person's memory is wiped out. Then after about 200 words, okay, he's hooked onto another server. He's got somebody else's memories. Why?
What? Oh, wow. Okay. Are they even human?
Petal? No, I'm not too sure because she's got those retractable spikes.
Okay. All right.
I think Gabriel is human.
So are you going to read more of these or not?
I will. I have this condition.
Now you have to go through it, yeah?
Yes, I have this condition.
Ah, so nice for us. Suffer through it. The first book, you get rated at 3, so, well, good for us people, isn't it? That's all you got? That's it?
Yeah, actually, I've started the next book. I must say this also.
All right. So, we'll get you a review of that and other books very soon. Very, very soon. We're doing this one book at a time now. And so that we can give you more videos. And, you know, basically, you don't have to seek through it to get a review. As I am Ishan Lalit, she's Ritu Lalit. We are available on... this podcast is available on Audio Boom, YouTube, iTunes... That's what my production team told me to say and all that. Till next time. See ya, people.
Bye.
Bye.